You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know.
Hi, this is Robert Dowd of the Sheffield Steelers and Team Great Britain, and you are listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Perth Road, Dundee.
Hello and welcome on to episode 103 of the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C. Senior, it is episode Felice Spencer Nass.
That's what I said.
Christmas Eve.
Yep. Spencer Nass is coming to town.
Fucking gonna start this again. I thought I'd do a nice one of putting the show title as Felice Spencer Nass, and you've now went and got the other end involved.
Nah, just we'll go with that. Felice Spencer Nass.
How was your work day today on Christmas Eve?
That was only 4 hours long. That's all I'm going to fucking say. 4 hours long. Yeah. Up at 4:30 to be back home for just after 10 o'clock.
Lucky you.
Yes.
Well, senior, we'll get on with the show. We've got some guests today. We've got a couple of Dumb and Dumber fans on to try and prove their point that they are going to beat you. We've also got the games to go through from the weekend, and then we've got 4 games to preview before we do our next show, which will be in between New Year's Day and the 3rd. So we're going to do it on the 2nd. News to you, Larzo, by the way. We'll do it on the 2nd.
Okay. Yeah, right, okay. Oh, by the way, I go back to work on the 2nd.
That's fine. Day at night. Yeah, he was dating at night anyway, so...
That's okay.
That's right. Well, senior.
Get the guests on.
Senior versus the fans. The gloves are off.
It is time for Gloves Off sponsored Senior versus the Fans, and a welcome return for this segment of the show. We've been trying to get these two on for a while. One of them was away gallivanting forever. The other one's like, I'm not coming on with it.
Well, we think that's what she said. But we're not too sure.
Someone only a fit. But think, yeah, we'll just introduce them. And we've got their own intro music for them as well. It's Baby Betty and Cameron.
Hello.
It's Jason and Kylie.
Fit.
Ah.
Come again? For somebody that does not speak your language, what does that mean?
Fit.
Yeah, full fact. So we do have Ashley and Cameron on, and Ashley's been wanting to come on for ages, but she wouldn't come on without Cameron.
Ah. Well, she got in trouble, that's why. Because you let the cat out of the bag when I was in New Zealand, and she was going to come on and surprise me, and then you said that she wasn't coming on the podcast. So then she got a message that I wasn't happy with.
Well, so she could have told us that beforehand.
Aye, yeah. But it's easier for her to cry, baby, isn't it?
Well, that's true. God, I could see this pairing going well today on this quiz. But it is good to have you. It is good to see if Baby Betty could put her money where her mouth is, because she's been giving Senior a hard time for about the last, what we're on, season 4 now? So the last 3 years of the show, she's been giving Senior a hard time. So money where your mouth is, Baby Betty.
Songs is easy questions, and I can tell you.
Well, here we go.
Well, we'll get started. Senior, have you got your pen and paper? Because I've noticed that...
No, Junior, I've just got beer. That'll do me.
Yeah, beer here as well. It's for Christmas drinks.
Christmas drinks.
Oh, I've got a memo. Oh, shit.
You always have a drink as well.
Exactly.
It's Christmas.
Right. Question one. So, how many league games, so only league games, has the Stars won in the Elite League? I will give you plus or minus five for the answer.
So what would then for the answers? Right. I'll answer so, the question just, and then you're game with the answer.
No, no, just get your answer and then I'll ask you to relay your answer back to us.
Right, okay. So I'll not need to take notes.
Now, right, Andrew,
so how many league games many is what the Stars won?
Have the Stars won in the Elite League? So only league games, no Challenge Cup or playoffs.
When did they go in the Elite League? Right, go on.
You're putting the pressure on them. This is like a bit like the chaser here, is it? You've said they've got it. Now like, they've got to go bang.
Yeah.
I love how they've muted themselves and they're properly confirmed.
Yeah. I know. It'd be better off just fucking going to the bar and getting an hour drink.
And they're off mute. So let's go with senior first. How many games has the Stars won in the Elite League? 340. Maybe Betty and Cameron.
335.
Really?
Well,
Where's the camera?
335.
God, they can write up there, huh? Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. They're moving up in the world, up in Lawrence.
We're not up in Lawrence, Kirk. We're in my house. We're in Dundee.
Okay.
Says a lot.
I can tell you that with the plus or minus five, neither of you got it right.
Yeah. Oh.
The correct answer is 265.
Wow.
And we have played over 700 games.
Yeah, it was never over 50%.
Wow, that was shite, was it?
I even tried working it out.
Oh, I was like 10 years, so many games.
That's what we've done.
Yeah.
10 years, us, we've been going 11. Yeah,
ironically, though, we were close together, though, so we must have the same maths in our head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just then Ashley wasn't the right math.
Well, Ashley just overread me and decided she was going for 335.
Yeah. We probably forgot about the Jeff Mason season. That would have took it right down.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Question two. So, in the Stars history, we have had 12 Swedes play for us. Can you name three?
Swedes.
And no, Swedes. People from Sweden.
Say the question again.
So in our entire history, we've had 12 right. Swedes play for us. Name three.
Ah, fuck us. Okay.
That's easy, Lar.
I know.
Well, I thought I'd give you an easy end because you're usually shite.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to
get a point on the board.
Okay, so let's go with the Fits.
First in, Bengtsson.
Uh-huh.
Jensen.
Yep.
And Anderson.
And Anderson. Senior, any difference?
Two of them are the same, Bengtsson and Jensen. The other end ahead was Johan Bowman,
well done. So the 12 were... For everyone else listening at home, and again, that Mama.
Well, I could have went Sjogren.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But Mama Betty.
Could have went Martin Vita.
There you go. Who else? Go on. Keep going then.
Right,
we've got Svensson.
We've got Svensson.
Svensson.
Yeah. Anderson.
Said Tim.
Did we say him? Jensen. The boy, is it Persson?
Yep,
Anders Persson. Yeah.
Yep, Ashley skipped him, Alana.
When is that?
Can't mind. Vita, Persson. You've got... Still six on this list.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Johan.
Johan.
Johan Eriksson.
Latin and Finnish.
He's not Finnish. He's
all.
I think he is. I give up. That's all I know.
Mika Lee Tamar.
Oh, yeah. Lee Tamar. Yeah. Have we got a sweet boy this year?
Roman Semyonovs.
Oh, yeah.
Again, Jeff Mason year. We forget.
Yeah. Forgot.
Yeah. Larzo, Johan Johansson, also known as Johan Engström.
Oh, Johan Johansson.
Hugo Reinhardt.
I've got his fucking jersey as well.
Like Larzo, you were Riley Wetmore.
He does have a Riley Wetmore jersey.
I fucking told you do.
I'm telling you, I have not got a Riley Wetmore jersey. I had every jersey out. No, I've not. I had every jersey out. I have not got a Riley Wetmore.
You have a Riley Wetmore jersey. No.
I've even had a different group for the ice hockey tell me he's got a Riley Wetmore jersey.
Well,
so it must either listen, that or it's like those things. What's it called? I mean, you think something happened and you go back years later and it actually never. Is it Mandela effect?
Yes,
it's Mandela effect.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd have the jerseys out because when I was looking for the Matt White jersey, every jersey was out and Riley Wetmore's is not there.
And the final one. And you'll all be disappointed, especially Ryan Buchanan will be disappointed in you.
Ah,
oh, Naslund.
What's his name?
Eric Naslund.
Naslund.
Yeah. Okay, so a point each there. 1-1 after two. Question three. Who is the tallest player to ever play for the Stars at 6'7"? We've got a long pause here. So Senior's struggling here. Senior's thinking about it.
I could fucking see him. It was the big
the fit fits.
Him that fucking gave it the big championship belt. What's his boss?
Okay. See?
Okay, so
you can
Senior, Senior. No change.
We're not
change.
Senior. What's his name?
You were on the right, you meant to say it again.
I
can't mind his fucking name. Calvis, was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ozils or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, Calvis Ozils. Fits.
We went for Ian Parker, but Ozils was the next one.
Yeah, we were debating. Well,
I was still debating.
No, nah, Ian Parker.
I think it's Parker.
Are you sure? Are you sure you want to stick with that?
No, I'm sticking with mine, like.
We'll stick it in that way.
Well, you'll be glad you did because it is big streaky at 6'7".
Yeah, yeah. Ozils was 6'6". And he was 2 inches taller than me and Parker was 3. That's how I knew.
He's 6'6". Oh, fuck's sake. So the Fit Fits are 2-1 up. Senior's not happy. I thought you were going to go big streaky too, Senior.
I totally forgot. Was that the Jeff Mason year?
Again, Jeff Mason year. Forgot about a lot of boys that year.
Yeah.
Okay. Who am I question?
Ooh, Matt White. jokes.
I was going to say that, no.
I was born in 1991 in USA.
Matt White.
I'm a 6'2" centre.
Matt White.
I played for the University of Vermont for 4 years before joining the Indy Fuel in the ECHL. I then played 1 year with the Stars and I retired after playing with the Stars. Who am I?
They're giving off Matt White hints.
I'm sticking with Matt White.
She's muted herself though because there's a debate going on here between those two. Look at them.
I'm sticking with Matt White.
You can tell by Jim Spence's face down there.
Jim Spence.
He's got that wee Jim Spence haircut going on now.
He even looks like him a wee bit, eh? See if he put glasses on. Ashley, keep calm on your glasses.
Oh, no, that'd be hot.
Oh, wait, what's this? Thumbs up?
I look like Jim Spence.
You just did a thumbs up on the screen there. What happened there?
Didn't you look?
I look like Jim Spence.
Jim Spence.
You're really blind.
I'm not really blind.
You'll need to explain to people that are not watching what's going on.
Right. No, but listen. If you aren't watching this on YouTube this week, I'm going to tell you not to listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and watch this week's episode and look at Jim Spence on screen here. This is Cameron putting glasses on is what you would get if you ordered Jim Spence off a Wish. Okay?
Oh. And right. 60 years younger.
Senior. Who is your guest?
Matt White.
All every night. Yes, Matt White.
Is that your guess?
Yeah Matt White.
Well, I don't fucking know why. Of course it's Matt White. I couldn't not include a Matt White question, could
said,
I?
So...
I couldn't not include him. Because the reason he retired, folks, for the stars, is because Ashley was obsessed with him and he feared for his life. He's actually now went into witness protection. Like, that's the problem. He's went into witness protection. He can't play hockey anymore. And maybe if he is, it's under a new alias. Matt White.
Matt White.
I was going to give you the other clue of I wore number 22, but I thought, nah, fuck that, she'll definitely get it.
Even
you
should
have
just said that as the first clue.
You didn't need any clues. I would have guessed Matt White probably anyway.
We know. 3-2 to the Fitbits.
Oh.
Final question. Now, Senior, you hate to get this right. In league play this season, how many goals have we scored? League play only. And they looking up on the Elite League website, you twa, with your phones out.
I don't have my phone out.
My phone's in my pocket.
I'll give you it. Plus or minus 2.
Can you repeat the question, please?
I cannot.
How many goals have we scored in the league?
How many goals have we scored this season?
Just in the league this season.
This season.
No, last season, the season before. Fucking right, pay attention. So... Plus or minus 2, okay?
Fuck it. All right. Okay. So.
And I'm really hoping Senior gets this because I've got a tiebreaker question as well.
Right.
Bear in mind, we scored 8 on Sunday. Cameron, there's no point asking her to add up, mate. He can't do maths. Big as shit.
Can't I write either?
Right, he's got an answer.
Yeah.
Right, Fitz. What is your answer?
Well, I'll go first because they've wrote it down. What have they went?
59. Senior.
Really?
Yeah.
59. See, he's got me thinking now. I must admit, I had 92.
Okay.
92. Does I know how many we've conceded?
We have conceded 99.
Oh, close. So yeah, we've not scored as many. We've not scored 92 goals. I don't think it's
now you're going with Senior, 92.
92. If I've done my math right,
yeah. Beth ran.
Oh.
We have scored 68.
You said 60 odds.
68.
Ah, well, that was 60 evens.
Conceded 99 so far.
Did you say goal scored? Sorry, I thought you said conceded.
No, you never. Still got right. It's plus or minus 2. So,
many league games have we played? Is it 23?
27.
Something like 23 games, eh?
Actually,
and we've scored. Yep. Many did you say?
59. 68
we've scored.
No, we said 59.
All right.
This is 59. Yeah, yeah, we played 23 games.
68.
2.5 goals a game.
Yeah.
So
I took it about 4 a game.
Well, folks, there we have it. The Fitbits have beaten Senior and it is now 3-0 to the fans.
I hope you've got plenty of drinks, Senior.
Oh, okay. Well, I've nearly finished that in there, didn't you?
It just goes to show everyone that he moaned and moaned and moaned about me beating him every week. And
he still got beat.
It still happens when we put the fans on. He gets beat every single week.
Right. Hold on. Here we go.
There's in my two defense. Of them. I want me.
There is two of them to one.
Well, there's one and a half, really, isn't
and it? They did one and a half, and they were, right? So the keyboard was going, right? So we know they've got two monitors, right? So we've sussed that out. But when I played you, Junior, we always done who am I? Now you're throwing in random questions. You're just I've got too many things to think about. The who am I, for once, I actually got right.
So did Ashley.
That's a victory. That is a victory for me.
Ashley got it, huh?
Yeah, I was just saying, I don't know.
I got it before any questions, to be honest.
If Ashley's getting it, it's no victory.
Listen, Senior, are you wanting a winner-takes-all question here, then?
Nah. Bunya, you lost.
Me? I'm happy enough to take it. I'm happy enough to take it, but I'm not too sure the young ones will accept the challenge. That's
the
thing. Well, I already know one person who bottled it, didn't he? Mr. Rhys Sharp.
Ah, he's a shite bad guy. He's away cutting fucking Chris McKay's hair.
He'll be doing some granny's blue rinse or something now.
Yeah. Okay, I can't pronounce my surname correctly, Chris McKay. What? Well, okay, that's it. Fans have won. Senior, you're not getting your additional question. Thanks to the Fit Fits, Betty, and Cameron for coming on.
No problem.
We'll hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Yes, you too.
We'll not see you on Boxing Day because Fife's a shite hole. But we'll see you on the 28th. See you on the 28th at home at Fife.
Yes, have a good Christmas.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
So thanks to Baby Betty, Ashley and Cameron again. That's Baby Betty now away to Cameron's bedroom. My Betty, you might want to cover your ears now. She's a lot of day something to do with boxers or something. Then I came out of the conversation when they were leaving the show there, but something about boxers or I don't know, Ken. So, yes. We got you on the screen there. Senior's got a bit surprised.
Mum, that was maybe Mama Betty.
Mama Betty, playing with what? We will move on to the MBE Valeting Services sponsored two-way watch now. So, Josh Saunders. Now, here's a story for everyone at the weekend.
That's a half, eh? That's a story and a half.
Saturday night, a few shifts with the Fife Flyers. Don't know what happened there. Nothing from the club about him being released or that. So I'm assuming that they've maybe gave him special permission to play, considering Fife have got fucking players.
There was someone came out when all the questions started getting asked. The club came out and said they've loaned them.
Oh, did they ever seen that?
They've loaned them to Fife.
Never saw that.
So I'd actually hoped that they'd maybe reciprocate it and loaned a Shane one. But nah, Fife said no.
To be fair, I think they could keep Shane on this year. They've been the best. But yeah, so Josh, few shifts on Saturday with the Flyers, giving a wee bit more Elite League experience, which is great, especially for us having him on the two-way. Sunday night, no points for Josh. However, 4 penalty minutes in a 6-1 loss to the Dundee Rockets. So the Rockets picking up 2 points, a massive 2 points for them in the Old Barn in Kirkcaldy on Sunday night. Aberdeen, so we're 2 boys that are with Aberdeen. Gary Kelly was back the week before. He scored in a 4-3 win against the Paisley Pirates. Dom Jagler was in goal with 39 saves and obviously the 3 goals against. So a very strong showing from him. And also was back up again on Sunday for Richard Dick, the goalie, Sabal.
Yeah, and it was given what was, could it be a two-way? Because the sheepdog was back.
sheepdog was back on up. Saturday.
Yeah, he was back on Saturday, so yeah. It's always good when the sheepdog on the bench.
Yeah, but yeah, so wins for Gary Kelly and Dom Jagler, a loss for Josh Saunders. But looking at the Dundee Rockets, as we always do anyway, 2 big, big victories for them at the weekend. A home overtime win against the Edinburgh Capitals by 4-3. And obviously that 6-1 win in Kirkcaldy on the Sunday night. Has the league table looking like that, senior? Rockets are joint top with a game in hand on the Aberdeen Lynx. Obviously, Lynx second. Kestrels sitting there in 4th place, just 6 points off of 1st and 2nd place. And that's 2 we watch.
They're doing well, eh? Yeah, they're doing well, eh? The Rockets.
Yes.
And I see they've done a wee promotional thing, wee star season ticket holders.
Yep, so half price.
I think it's the game on the 29th.
Yeah, against the North Ayrshire Wild. So if you are at a loss end, you can go on the rink and you can get into the hockey for £6 for an adult.
Yeah, yeah. And we've just spent £28 on tickets to go to Tannadice.
Yeah.
Oops. Bit sharpy that, eh? Wish they'd announced the half price game first.
I know. Gooding.
Good. Yeah.
So yes, but there'll be no Cam McGiffin playing anyway because he's out injured just now. But speaking of Cam McGiffin, it is time for the 51 Club sponsored game reviews. So we had the home and home with the North Lanarkshire, South Ayrshire, Pishy Wishy, Motherwell, Bothwell, Cumbernauld, Airdrie, Paisley, Brayhead Clan. Threw a couple extra ins in that time, this time, senior. The Clan went 1-0 up after 1:12 through Tyson McClellan. Jake Elmer equalised at 14:04 on the power play. Cole Uli at 15:07 and then doubled his tally at 18:23, giving Glasgow a 3-1 lead at the end of the first period. No goals in the second. Then a lone goal by the boss, Brett Gravel, assisted by Elmer and O'Connor at 52:04. Glasgow with a 3-2 victory. Now, senior, I watched part of the webcast. Gave up end of the first period because it was a shite stream. And yet again, I'm sitting here talking about fucking team stripes.
Yeah, I've seen the goal with the guy in the crease. That's the only thing I've seen. I've not seen anything else. I've no plan on watching anything else. You know what I'm like when they get bet. I just didn't watch it. But I'd seen that goal, and he's in the crease. Yeah. But I'm not too sure. As I just meant, but a lot of people are saying it's goal interference. I'm not 100% sure, right? I'm more bothered about the 5 Stars players around that one guy, and he manages to get the puck back to Uli to score. That's what I'm more bothered about. He should have been planted right in his arse, and that goal would never have happened.
So, for me, 100% goal interference. when you watch it back and they took forever to review it. Like it felt like ages sitting watching the stream. And they kept going back and forth. They were going to different camera angles. And we Clan actually do it really well on the stream, where you see exactly what the refs are seeing. And then going back slowly, and then going back it, and then go back and go forward again. When Jarrett goes to play the puck with his blocker, or goes to effectively grab it with his blocker between the guy's legs close on his arm, and then he tries to pull it back. That's interference. He's blatantly done it. It's clear as day.
I didn't go into that great detail when I seen that goal. It's the only goal I've seen. As I say, 5 stars players around. I think it's McClellan that's there. And how he's not planted on his ass is beyond me. He should have been absolutely leathered in that crate.
Yeah. Well, seemingly the reason that it was given was because seemingly Dryden was keeping him in with his stick.
It didn't look like that to me. Right, because he's standing there on his own, and there's no movement. He's no going forward towards the goalie. He's no coming back. No Stars player touches him.
I think Dryden's leaning on him. I think when I was watching it, I thought Dryden was leaning on him, but not enough to keep him in there. He could have easily came out of the crease.
But
the thing for me before it was obviously the goal that was disallowed for us to tie the game at when it was 1-0. The high stick from Sekos, which played it back across goal, and then whoever it was that came in and batted it in the goal. Ferguson's made both these calls. He was standing right next to him, and you can actually see that the stick is below the crossbar. And they said they can't, and the rules are you can only review it if it's hit into the goal with a high stick. So you can't review it for the pass to the scorer. In that case, didn't call it. It's a 50-50 call. If you're unsure, you didn't call it.
I think
he is pish. Yeah, no other, it's pish. Sorry, Daisy.
We could touch on it when we speak about the home game, right? But I think the guys get intimidated when they're in Glasgow, eh? I really do. I'm not saying Toby gets intimidated when he's in Glasgow, but I would say the lesser experienced officials, I think, get intimidated when they're in Glasgow, because there's no two ways about it. They get a big crowd. When they're winning, they're noisy. They're on top of the opposition. They're on top of the officials. But, yeah, I'm the same as you. I just don't think, at this point in time, that he's good enough for Elite League. I think sometimes
he's never been good enough for it.
The game bypasses him. Bypasses a few of them, to be honest with you, right? And we're going to slag off Toby Craig for fucking every call that he makes or he doesn't make, right? But these guys are fucking brutal compared to him. Absolutely brutal.
Yeah. A 3-2 loss.
I was disappointing. But again, though, we're going to an arena away from home. We've conceded early. We get back into the game. We concede again. And concede again. And it just kills any momentum that we get right on the head. And it's just so disappointing, because we are better than that. And I don't know. It seems to be a Stars trait. And how many podcasts? We've done 103 podcasts. And I think we fucking mentioned it on every podcast that we concede fast goals at the start of a game or bang-bang goals during the game.
Yeah.
And we're still doing it.
The first one certainly was unfortunate. And the pucks, I actually think the puck's about to kind of go behind the net. And Jarrett's just put his stick out just to make sure it goes behind. And it fucking bounces on his stick and goes up over his shoulder. It's just a shit break right at the start of the game. But yeah, I agree. We've been speaking about it for years now. Yeah. And again, we'll probably come on to that
Yeah.
In this one. So this is where I need to get my maths right here and how the scoring went. So Xavier Puljot, with his first and on his birthday, assisted by Cameron Kylie and Spencer Nass at 14:15. Brendan Harms made it 2 on the power play, assisted by Sekos and Nass at 24:31. Devin Sidorov at 24:42 made it 2-1. Simon Dupre at 29:23 made it 2-2. The boss, Brett Gravel, assisted by O'Connor at 31:46. Jake Elmer made it 4 on the power play, assisted by Nass and Sekos at 34:36. Tyson McClellan, short-handed at 35:37. Cameron Kylie, it's 27 seconds into the period. It's us for a quick one for once. Assisted by Nass and Harms. Brendan Harms, too many goals here, senior. Brendan Harms at 51:08 on the power play, assisted by Elmer and Nass. Liam Finlay on the power play when they pulled the goalie to make it 6-4 at 55:08. Jake Elmer with an empty netter at 57:51, assisted by Dominic Alberga. Reese Kelly assist, at 58:13. And then the final goal with his hat-trick, Brendan Harms, unselfishly assisted by Dominic Alberga at 59:52. Empty net hat-trick. 8-5.
That was a game. Yeah. You know,
I don't even feel it was an 8-5 game. I felt like we deserved to score 8. But yeah.
It's, you know what? It's one of those games that had so many positives in it, yet there are still negatives, which is the frustrating part of the team, right?
Yeah.
Because we've touched on it. Quick-fire goals, short-handed goals, goals that I would probably think the goalie wants back. I think it was the last two, exactly the same spot over the left shoulder. But the positives do outweigh it. Brendan Harms getting a hat-trick, brilliant. Spencer Nass, 0+5.
I believe that was going to be changed.
Now, I seen Nairne posted
to 0+6.
0+6.
Yeah.
But I've not seen it getting changed.
No, not yet.
So at the moment, whether it's 0+5 or 0+6, right? That is absolutely somebody bossing the game.
Yeah.
Right. You could see he's picked up where he left off with us. He's slotted straight back in as if he hasn't been away. And I think it's Harms is suddenly beginning to go. He's started picking up points now. With Nass coming back. The debate's always going to be who's going to be their centreman. That's the debate now. They've no got the flair and the skill of Valentini, but they've probably got the skill with Sekos. I thought Kylie done a really good job, and what a goal he scored, by the way. That was an absolute belter. I thought Kylie done well with him. Personally, I think Sekos is probably the guy that should go with them. But I think we've got too many good centremen, believe it or not. And what ends up happening is you've got a centreman like Yamamoto suddenly playing a lot of doing on the fourth line when him, Sonch and Gravel were fucking on fire for a few weeks, and then the whole thing split back up again.
Yeah,
I know what Mark's trying to do, right? We've been on a losing streak, a big losing streak, and he's obviously got to change things up. But is it the forwards that he should change up? Personally, I don't think so. I think it should be the D-men that should be changed up. And that maybe brings in a different conversation. Because I've noticed that on Facebook, there's somebody who gets an absolute power of abuse, which me personally, I think it's uncalled for. Is he playing well? Probably not. Can he be better? Definitely. But he is not, in my opinion, he is not the worst D-man at the moment. He is probably not the worst player at the moment. I can understand why people, because he's come, and we came when I speak to Ben, that he's came with this sort of what he's done in the past, where he's played, the potential money. Nobody knows how much money he's on, but the money he's on, it's got to be big money. We've given him a 2-year deal. Nah, I'm not having it. I'm not having it. I'd rather have him in our team than playing against one.
Listen, I said it in the night, and I've said it on social media as well. He generally looks like a player that, and people saying he looks disinterested. No, see to me, he looks like a boy that's playing with zero confidence right now. He's playing in a team, you know, you look at it, right? He's an ex GB internationalist. He still is. He's a GB internationalist, right? He's played GB for years. He used to play in the KHL. You didn't get to the KHL without being a good player. You look at the teams that he's played on, right? When he played in Edinburgh, they were up there. They were competing with the big teams, right? Sheffield. Played for Sheffield, didn't he?
Yeah.
Aye. Won things, probably. Was he in Belfast? Yeah. Won things. Or competed for things. Guildford. Competed.
Yeah.
They were top of the league at one point. They came further down. They made the playoff weekend. They got to the finals. And ended up playing us in the third versus fourth. But he got there. Like, he's a good player. To me, he's obviously struggling. He's obviously trying to adjust and playing in what is effectively, and that's what we are right now, regardless of what we think we should be on paper. He's in an eighth place team right now. He's in an eighth, ninth place team. Fighting to get in the playoffs. It's a different role for him, and it's a different kind of situation that he's probably never really been in the Elite League.
Yeah,
he's got to adapt to that, and it's going to take him a while, I think, to adapt to that.
I think he said to adjust his game coming to Dundee.
Yeah,
because he can't be as gung ho as what he probably could with these big teams, right? Me personally, I think Ben's getting played with the wrong partner. And this is nothing to do with Chris, right?
No, absolutely not.
I think the best partner for Ben who all of those D-men is Kyle Pouncey. But it means breaking up Pouncey and Doubt. Yeah, I'm telling you. Because Pouncey, you look at the way Pouncey and Dryden play, right? Dryden tends to be the guy that will shoot up the ice all the time. Right, and Kyle knows to sit back. Yeah. Right, I think if you put Ben with Kyle Pouncey, you're going to get a different Ben O'Connor.
Yeah,
just my opinion. Yeah. I do, as you say, I do think it's harsh. And he'll know himself. Ben will know himself. But you know, people were quick to get on his back. When goals went in, right? The one that they scored shorthanded, it's got absolutely nothing to do with Ben O'Connor. Nothing.
No.
And everybody's like, Luke was on ice again.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, right? We didn't call players out, right? But that's on Jake Elmer.
Yeah.
Right? And people, you know, fans have got their favourites. Like, they do. And we've watched ice hockey for a long, long time. We've probably seen Ben O'Connor playing for multiple teams. You don't become shite overnight. You don't. Right? And if you look at what's going on, there's other players, and everybody says it at games and that, about certain players strolling through games, they look disinterested, but they're not getting called out on social media. It's only Ben O'Connor. And I don't like it. We've got our own opinions on other players, but we didn't come on here and slag them off. I wouldn't come on here and slag Ben O'Connor.
No.
Listen. To me, there's other guys. Eh? But getting back to that game, there was one bit that I thought was funny. And it just goes to show how Ben O'Connor's mind works. The referees put their hand up for a penalty. And Tuna thought, Clan were going on the power play.
Yeah.
And he skates towards the bench. And what does O'Connor, yeah, if he's two on their feet, he thinks, where the fuck is he going? I'm cracking this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody else thinks like that.
Nah, but he wasn't far away either.
No, he wasn't.
Tremendous if that had went in.
Yeah. But I think the whole game was around Nass and Harms.
A big shout
They are a bunch of dicks, all right. They're an absolute bunch of the guy McClellan skating after Sekos looking for a fight, looking for a what the fuck? Get what I mean? You're not even the fighters.
Who was it originally? It was somebody else originally that he was trying to go with. And they're like, what are you on about? And then he gave it to Sonch at the end of the period as well. And then he went into the boards with Seko. He's like, come on, fuck you, let's go then. And that's what I was about to say, a big shout out to Sekos, because you know what? Shows a wee bit of fight as well from someone who isn't known to be fighting. A big shout out though to your wee pal Mitchell Hurd. Because I heard and saw that he shit himself for the pizza boy, in quotations, for those of you listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I've never heard this as a chirp before to a player. Go and order another pizza boy. Yeah. What even is that? I don't get it. Like, Pouliot's just looking at me like, what the fuck are you on about?
Yeah.
Guy's a fucking idiot. Good player, a fucking idiot.
Yes, I'll tell you. Now, I've said that. I spoke to Arlene about this during the game. I said, I'll tell you what. I would take him in my team every day of the week, right? He is a good player. He's got a good ability about him, right? But I'll tell you, just shut the fuck up here. Really, because you're no backing it up. You're going about chirping, right? What was the guy that played? Was it We the Devils? What was his name? Remember him? Was it Fournier? Right. Now, he could back it up, right? He chirped and chirped and chirped and chirped, but he would drop the gloves with anybody. Mitchell Hurd, this chirping, came in the way he goes with him, and the Brayhead clans are fucking hour on, right? But he'll no fight a tough guy. But he's meant to be the tough guy.
Yep.
He will keep away from it. He'd rather sit and chirp me. But, yeah, listen, I'll sit and chirp. If you want to chirp at me, I'll keep at you the hell game if you want.
Oh,
right? And Sharp has arranged that Boxing Day, we're going to be going in Glasgow Green. So we'll see if he comes. Shite.
An 85 win, I think it was, we looked like we could have scored more. I don't feel that we should have conceded five.
That's the disappointing thing, eh?
Man of the match, obviously, was Mr. Harms with 3+1. Senior, your man of the match?
Spencer Nass.
Going Nass?
Yeah.
I was going with him myself, to be fair. I thought he was outstanding. He just controlled that game. He just controlled the game. I think Harms was just in the right place at the right time for a couple of those goals, which is what you want, but I think Nass was dominant the whole game. Absolutely delightful having him back.
There's a shout out for me, because I'll tell you, big Pouliot played well again.
Pouliot right now is our best D-man.
Yeah.
Sorry. Probably rephrase that, because that's a bit unfair to certain D-men. He's probably our most consistent D-man right now.
Yeah. He's not being the gung-ho kind of guy, you know? He's doing what he should be doing. He's not running players. He's policing the ice, which is the best thing, okay? I thought he was outstanding. He could have got man of the match.
Yeah. No, I've went with Nass as well. Senior, our score predictions for the games was, you said 4-1 Clan on Saturday. I said 5-2. ended up 3-2. And you went with a 4-1 Stars win on Sunday, and I went 4-3.
Interesting. That was, and it's, you know what? See, I have been critical of the netminder, right? And up until about 5 or 10 minutes to go in the game, I thought he was outstanding. At times, some of the saves he was pulling off during the game were really, really good. And then the late goals creep in, you're thinking, you've sort of went from having a fantastic game to just sort of having, yeah, you played well.
Yeah.
But I'm like you. If that had been 8-1, 8-2, then that would have been probably a more reflective score on the game, eh?
Yeah, and also those 5 goals now putting us up to a total of 99 goals against, only a few off the Fife Flyers, considering they're getting pumped every week just now. Yeah. So the Fife Flyers are bottom of the Elite League table still, with 6 points through 20 games. I actually think that is worse than Jeff Mason's record with the Stars that season. Stars in 9th now, tied on points with Manchester through 23 games. Manchester have played 19. Glasgow in 7th on 18 points through 21. Sheffield 6th, 24 through 20. Guildford in 5th, level on points with Nottingham in 4th on 25 points. Guildford with 22 games, Nottingham played 20. Currently in 3rd, 26 points through 21 games. Belfast up to 2nd now, 30 points through 20 games. And the Cardiff Devils still top of the league with 34 points through 22 games. However, Belfast, with those 2 games in hand, could catch up.
They're the team in form, Mr. Giants.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they're picking wins up every game they're playing. So, yeah, and Sheffield are in free fall, a bit like ourselves. So, but long may it continue.
Indeed. So, Senior, it's time for your good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, so the good, we finally won a game. And what a way to win a game by scoring 8 goals. We've just touched on it. Good. Offensively, I thought we were really powerful. Defensively, we should be tightening up a lot better than we did. But, yeah, good, we finally won a game, scored 8. Bad, just said it there. Defensively, we're still not strong enough. And that, for me, that goal in Glasgow, when the guys there, we 5 Stars players around them, should never have happened. And ugly is we're still conceding goals really soon after we score. We've got to be switched on, 9 seconds from when we went 2-0 up and absolutely coasting to suddenly getting itchy fucking feet again because they've scored within 9 seconds to take it to 2-1. So, yeah. That's it. The good, we finally won again. We scored 8 goals. Bad, defensively, I still didn't think we're strong enough when we should be. And ugly, we're still conceding the quick fire goals after we score. That's really it.
Wow, well, a quick one this week.
Rapid. Yeah. I could have went on about the ugly being Mitchell Hurd, but you know what I mean? I'm not wanting to pick on the boys' looks. Eh?
Well, as I said, I'm on Sunday. All he wants for Christmas is his 2 front teeth.
Yeah.
Liam Mean Tattoo sponsored game previews. So, senior, festive fixtures. They're coming in thick and fast. So we've got 2 home and homes, starting off with the Fife Flyers. So on Boxing Day, 2 days' time, we are away to the Fife Flyers. We're then at home to Fife on Saturday the 28th with a 7 o'clock face-off. Monday the 30th, we are away to the Belfast Giants. And then Hogmanay, we are at home to Belfast. And remember, folks, it's a 2 p.m. face-off. Okay? So, going to turn up late. 2 p.m.
If you're not at hugging work, that.
Unlucky.
Yeah. I'm not hugging that, Junior. No, having that.
It's to do with Hogmanay, is it? For people going to parties and all that stuff.
I'm no caring. Right, I'm not having it. We'll touch on it when we get to the Belfast games. but yeah, okay. Five flyers. Okay. Yeah, five flyers. Five flyers away, five flyers home. Nothing less than 4 points will do. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, nothing less will do. Lucas Chiodo, obviously, we don't know if he will be playing. I don't know if he's back yet. Obviously, his granddad passed away. So condolences to him and his family. He was going to be one of my three players to watch. I'm not going to include him in it. If he's playing, then absolutely, let's watch it for him. Junior, three players to watch. The boys, is it Cishe? Is that how he pronounces it?
Yeah, Michael Cishe or something.
Cishe. So 12 plus 8 through 20 games. Martino's 10 plus 8 through 19. And although he's only in for 14 games this season, Ryan Foss with 6 points is another one to watch out for. I don't know if his suspension is being served over this weekend or not. The League have just decided to do whatever the fuck they want. So
I wonder why Josh Saunders will
play for. Yeah, he's Josh play up for that weekend. Yes, they're my three players to watch out for. Listen, regardless of all the issues that are going on in Fife, they still have a lot of danger men playing. Regardless of us putting seven past them in two of the last three games, I think we've played against them. What was that? 7 and 7 and 5, was it? Was it 19? It's the same as what we conceded in the last three. Put up 19 against them. Belfast put 6 past them at the weekend. Then obviously had to postpone their game because they couldn't get him, even though Fife were in Belfast. They're still going to be a danger. And if Shane Owen plays, you never know with Shane what could happen. You know, he's been shit hot for years with them. It's just a pity for them. It's great for us, but a pity for them that he's not been on top form this season. The guy, Voris, he's a fanny. Yeah. I hope he plays and I hope he's shite because I'll give him it again.
Yeah. You know what? Fight. It's a derby game, eh? So it's like when you go to football. It doesn't matter what league you're in. You could be in the Premiership. The other team could be in the Championship. You get them drawn in the cup. The rules are out the windy when it becomes a derby game. You could say that we would be firm favourites for both games, but you've got to look at it, right? Fife's an absolute shithole, and you've got to go and play in that rink, right? Yep. They'll know how the home bounces and stuff like that. It'll be difficult, very, very difficult. And I don't care if we come out there winning in overtime. We need to just go and win. It's as simple as that. We could win both games on penalty shots, but we've got to pick up 4 points. Because we need to get out the predicament we're in. If we begin to drop points against Fife, then I think it'll be a struggle for the rest of the season. Putting 8 past Glasgow should be a big, big boost.
Definitely.
And I would probably expect the goalies will get rotated again this weekend. I don't know what way Mark will do it, whether he starts with Sabol across there. Based on he probably had 50 minutes of really good play against Glasgow, and then Fisk will get the home game. I'm not 100% sure what I would do this week. I'm really struggling on what I would do with the goalies this week.
I think, and this is the way I think it's going to work, is we will play Fisk in Fife. Sabo will get the home game. And then Fisk will play in Belfast. Sabo will get the home game.
Right. Okay.
I think that's the way we'll split it. Okay. Score predictions in Fife.
4-2 Stars.
I was going 5-2. Home game?
6-1 Stars.
6-1. I'm going to say 7-2. Actually, 7-3. I'm going to go 7-3. Belfast on the 30th and Hogmanay. Yeah, yeah.
So we've got our usuals. We spoke about them fucking loads of times this year.
JJ Pakanach.
I'm not going to go JJ. I'm going to change up my three players to watch.
Oh, it's
got to
be JJ Pakanach.
Elijah Bariga at 12 and 13 through 20 games, 25 points, 20 games for him. Scott Conway, 10 plus 14 through 20. But the guy for me right now is, and I'm going to try and get his first name right from memory here, is it Pierre-Olivier Moran? So Moran, he's been putting up points a lot recently in the last few games. He seems to have been picking up a bit of form. He's 6 plus 9 through 19 games. So keep an eye out for him as well. But listen, as I've already said it, they're the form team right now. Them and Cardiff are the form teams.
I don't know, senior. Yeah, I must admit, I'm not expecting to get anything in Belfast, but I'm expecting to get something in Dundee. But I'm more pissed off at the face-off times, eh? That it's a 7 o'clock face-off in Belfast and then a 2 o'clock face-off in Dundee, which means the guys will hate to beat the rink for something like 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
I just don't get that. Just don't get it. And I know it comes down to ice time and that, but I'll tell you, I'd rather fuck that off playing at 2 o'clock on Hogmanay and I'd get ice time during the week and play them midweek.
Or
honestly.
We played the him game on the 30th and then we travelled to them on Hogmanay.
Yeah.
They're in Belfast, right? I don't care.
Yeah. And I know that people will be saying, look, both teams have got to travel, right? Yeah, they do, but we have to go there first.
Yeah.
So we've got to travel into Belfast, then we've got to travel back and be ready for a 2 o'clock face off. It just fucking blows my mind. That's the way we've scheduled it. That might work in my favour, but I can't see it. I think it'll work against me.
Right. Score predictions for the away game.
5-1 Belfast.
That's exactly what I've put. Home game?
The home game, I'm going to say 5-3 Belfast.
I was going to put that. So I'll go 4-2, so we've changed it up a bit.
Right.
Looking at a 4-point weekend this weekend. Yeah. And then a no-point weekend against the Giants.
I'm hoping we might get someone from the home game, but
yeah.
I think it'll be the travel, it'll be the thing that kills me.
Yeah,
and as you say,
with
that early face-off.
Yeah, well, it's a short space of time as well, where you've got 5 boxing days, so 26th, 28th, 30th, 31st, and then Cardiff away on the 3rd.
So here's the thing, right? You touched on this the last time.
Oh, no.
When we go to Belfast, right, do we take a British netminder?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so
absolutely we do.
Regardless of who's playing in the home game on Hogmanay, that netminder stays in Dundee. So at least he's fresh. He's not into travel.
And
so let's say, for example, that you thought what Fisk would get the game in Belfast.
Yeah.
So I would take Fisk and either Jaguar or Sheepdog. And I would leave Richard Sutwell in Dundee.
Wee's wife in Bern.
Yep, ready for the Hogmanay game. Or vice versa, whatever you want to do. Yeah. But that's what I would do, 100%.
No, definitely. And also, I'd like to hope that we're maybe going to travel down on the 29th and we'll maybe stay over in Belfast.
Maybe.
That'd be a good thing too.
Yeah, for the players, the netminder, that'll no work personally because he's still got to travel anyway. But I really, really hope that's what they do. They'll have a netminder in Dundee.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like,
travel down the 29th for the team that you've got. Yeah. Leave Sabot, if it is Sabot, it's playing on the Sunday. Leave him at him. I say the Sunday, the 31st, whatever fucking day it is. I don't care what day it is. And then, play him on the home game. See, this is the problem when it comes to Christmas. I don't care what day of the week it is anymore. I lose track of it. I just go by dates.
Come on, they were speaking about it. They were speaking about it in the work that they all see you next year. I'll see you next year. I says, I'll see you next Thursday. that's what that is. We're back to work on the 2nd. Fucking nightmare.
Well, yeah.
And we've got a game on the 3rd, don't we?
Away at Cardiff. That's what we're saying.
I thought it was at home.
I'm sure it's away.
Oh, Junior. I thought it was at home.
I'm sure it's away. We're getting it up as we speak.
Because I was thinking, eh?
Fill the gap.
Because I was thinking, I was away in Berkshire, but is it?
Away. We're away to Cardiff on the Friday, then home to Manchester on the Saturday.
All right.
So, yeah, there you go. Away to Cardiff on the 3rd.
Interesting.
Wee shout out, because technically on this day, nothing happened because it's Christmas Eve. So Slimming World was Stella sponsored on this day. Nothing happened. I did look at stuff that happened on the 23rd. And other than last season, nothing good happened. We got pumped in a lot of games. We let a few people go. We had one win last year against Glasgow on the 23rd. But there was 8-1 losses to Cardiff or Belfast in there. There was a 3-0 home loss to Nottingham in there. I was, I'm not going through all that shit. Nothing happened. Absolutely nothing. Nobody even born on this day. But there is a birthday tomorrow. Yeah. Jesus, because it's Christmas Day. Lara, it's got an awfully dark beside you there on the screen.
God.
I think that's time to wrap up the show.
We're in the dim. I'm always fucking left in the dark, haven't I? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can't start a fire.
No, we can't. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Pesach.
Listen, thank you all for listening, watching on YouTube again. I hope you enjoyed the Fits being on for Senior versus the Fans. Thank you to all of you again for this year, because we won't have a show back until 2025. So thank you everyone for tuning in. Thank you again all our sponsors, Mr. Plues at Gloves Off, NBA E-Valeting, not valuing Andy McCartney services, 51 Club, Liam Mean Tattoo, Slimming World with Stella, and the main one itself, Don McKayley, Mr. Paddy Lockie, and Mr. Munro. We'll include him as well. Don't know what I'm shouting at is again. But yeah, thank you all for sponsoring again this season. And, you know, hope you all have an amazing Christmas. A happy new year when it comes. We'll see you at the rink for a little rendition of Feed the Fifers.
Feliz Pesernas.
No, Feed the Fifers.
Feliz
Pesernas. Nah, we'll sing that, but we'll sing Feed the Fifers as well. And last Christmas, I gave it to Kyle Pouncey. But if we don't see you there, happy new year when it comes. And we'll see you all next year. Don't you know, pump it up, you got to-